At the Sound Healing Center, we have four main things going on: the Institute, the Sound Healing Store, the Sound Therapy Center, and the Sound Healing Research Foundation. At Globe Institute, we offer two sound healing certificates and one audio recording certificate. All of them are also offered online, as well as in person here in Sausalito, outside of San Francisco. We're the only state-approved college in the entire United States that offers sound healing. David has created the number one selling books in the field of audio recording and sound healing. In recording, there's The Art of Mixing and The Art of Producing, and in sound healing, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. He's also written a book on sound-loving relationships, creating harmony in loving relationships, including many sound healing techniques. It's all about being whole on your own, heart open. The Sound Healing Store has over 400 sound healing instruments and technologies. We also have a physical store where you can experience everything. In the store, we've got over 100 CDs and downloads. We've got all of my books. We have a full range of instruments, including crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, didgeridoos, gongs, drums, rattles, tuning forks, and a full range of melodic instruments. We also have a wide range of consciousness-raising technologies, including sound chambers. We have sacred geometries and pendants, color and light therapies. We also have our brainwave assessment kit software and the voice analysis software. We got a contract with the largest dementia company in Northern California, and we've created 8 different protocols that have been implemented there for the last 2 years, and it's transformed the place dramatically. Check it out at soundfordementia.com. And we've got a full range of vibroacoustic tools. We make sound lounges, sound tables, sound vests, sound pillows, sound dolphins, and bass straps. All of these are excellent for a wide range of physical and emotional issues and just getting you relaxed and blissed out. At the Sound Healing Research Foundation, you can find over 1,000 clinical and student papers categorized for easy searching. You will also find the Medical Sound Association with over 1,000 doctors and sound therapists meeting bi-monthly to create treatment plans for a wide range of issues. These 30-page treatment plans are an excellent resource if you're working on a specific issue for yourself or a client. Check out medicalsoundassociation.com, where you can also join and attend our bi-monthly meetings. At the Sound Therapy Center, we have a list of over 40 issues and all the things that we offer for each issue. These include music and frequency CDs or downloads, treatment plans from the Medical Sound Association, and treatments we offer in person and online in the Sound Therapy Center for each specific issue. Finally, we have the Sound Education Association. We got a grant for $100,000 to bring our curriculum into 2 Montessori schools. With over 100 teachers and administrators, we've created over 2,500 exercises for kids from 3 months up to 18 years, all based on the books on brain development. We're now expanding the curriculum and creating schools around the world. Check out soundeducationassociation.com, where you can also join for free. You can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. You can also email us at david@soundhealingcenter.com or call 415-777-2486. Now enjoy the podcast. Hi there, I'm David Gibson. Let me tell you about some things happening at the Institute. We have an open house coming up on Sunday, January 18th from 1 to 5 here in Sausalito, just outside San Francisco. It's all about how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And then tomorrow, we actually have December 20th, we have a sound bath that Ruby and I are doing from 6 to 8 p.m. It's a winter solstice sound bath, but it's about the sound of love. And then we have a weekend intensive January 10th and 11th here in Sausalito. It's all about how sound works at all levels, but it's also about learning to play the different instruments. We're going to all do treatments on each other as well. So you can find that at soundhealingcenter.com/events. We also have our next semester starting January 20th in person in Sausalito. And then you can start the online portion if you want to do online only January 15th. And then we do have our summer intensive coming up for June 9th to the 19th as well. Our next recording program is starting March 31st. And then we have our software for voice analysis that we sell, and that training is going to be on January 25th. So you have to buy it a little bit early to actually join that. You can check out everything at soundhealingcenter.com. So today's show is on universal love, which I see as Christ consciousness for the holidays coming up here. Universal love is an idea of an all-inclusive, unconditional love that extends to all beings and all of existence, not just to individuals we like, know, or feel attached to. It's really completely unconditional. There is unconditional love that's not universal. I mean, we can have unconditional love for each other and for our babies and for our animals, but universal love is a whole other ballgame. It is unconditional, but it's different than unconditional love. So universal love has no conditions. It isn't based on any personal gain. It's not based on emotional attachment, agreement, or similarity. It doesn't depend on how someone treats you or whether they deserve it. It's a state of acceptance and goodwill toward all of life. But it's really interesting. It's not an emotion. It's really a state of consciousness. And it's an inner orientation, a way of perceiving reality, a recognition that all beings are connected. It's really, when I experience universal love, first of all, my heart is filled to the max. And often I see like a light in the room. Right? It's really quite unbelievable when it happens. It's also a compassionate root rooted in unity. Now, it's interesting. When you're one with the universe, people commonly say that they experience universal love there. It's also the same when people have a near-death experience. It's like I went through the tunnel, I saw the light, and there was indescribable love there. So many people have said that, and then they often come back with that universal love, and cancer is gone. So it happens when you're one with the universe, but it's different than being one with the universe. If you look at it from the way Alice Bailey talks about it in her books from 1930s, oneness is where you are all. And I think of that as all frequencies. And there's different rays or energies that come from source, which are universal love. There's also being in your power. There's power. There's also creativity. There's a full range of different energies. And universal love is only one of those energies of source, where source is all. And that's where you're one with the universe. But again, when you're one with the universe, it's like there's universal love there. It's almost like we're part of this greater being. Call him God, right? And when we tune into him, that greater being is always running love. So it's just a matter of tuning into all and then tuning into it. So it's interesting. I think of source as all frequencies, whereas universal love is more like one frequency or an actual timbre. A lot of people think of love as 528, although Leonard Horowitz now says that there's no proof behind that. So a lot of people have reverted to 432. When I was in Egypt, I actually, when we were toning the chambers of the different temples and pyramids, and the ceiling opened up and love poured into our hearts. And that was serious universal love. It just about knocked you over. And I heard it as around 200 hertz. But I think everybody hears it as a different frequency. Maybe there's a cosmic
frequency of universal love out there. And I would think it's a super high frequency. But often people get different notes and frequencies based on what comes to them. But I thought it could also be a sound instead of a frequency. Because since you can bring universal love in or add universal love to different frequencies, I can do universal love with a low note. Or a high note. Maybe it has nothing to do with the frequency. Maybe it's a combination of frequencies. A lot of people say that our whole solar system, and in fact our whole galaxy and universe, is the energy of universal love. So if you look at our solar system, you can think of each planet as a frequency. So we've got all these different frequencies that add up to a tonality or sound. So maybe it's a combination of musical intervals within different frequencies that create a timbre. Maybe it's a flow. Maybe it's a song. Right? It could be all different levels of vibration, which are frequency, timbre, and musical flow. It's interesting to look at what actual melodies bring out universal love more than others. Also, and what tempos. When I did my song that I'll play for you in a little bit, I actually meditated on the energy of universal love and then noticed the tempo of my breath while I was there. And then I set the recording to actually be that tempo, and I would breathe in and play one chord, and then while holding universal love, and breathed out and played another chord for the out breath. And so that tempo was what I felt for universal love. I'm not saying that's the tempo for everybody. In fact, I would probably guess that it's different for each person, just as the note is different. In different spiritual traditions, universal love has different names. In the Greek tradition, it's called agape, and that's selfless divine love. In Buddhism, it's called metta, which is loving kindness for all beings. In Hinduism, it's called bhakti, or prema, and that's devotion and divine love. In Christian mysticism, it's called Christ consciousness, and that's loving all as oneself. Many describe it as the natural state of the soul when fear dissolves. Universal love. Oh my God. It's really, I've asked people for 15 years, how many have experienced universal love? And maybe 50%, normally only 30% of the people raise their hand. Most people don't even know what it is. And then I said, okay, how many of you can access it at will? And it went down to less than 25%. And it's really interesting. When I ask people, how do you access it? Most people say, oh, I just tap into it. But if you've never experienced it, how are you going to tap into it, right? So the whole trick is to be able to teach those other 70% how to actually access it for people that have never experienced it. It often happens from different situations. You can actually go to universal love through romantic love. Really, it's somewhat similar. In fact, I think it's actually the core essence of love in relationships is actually universal love. So it's like when you're in love, it's like you love everybody. And there's nothing that could upset you. You could have people actually even do something bad and you still love them. There's this bubble of light around you when you're in love. And it's the same with universal love. In fact, in universal love, all compassion is built in because you are loving everybody no matter what. And you don't even have to have a reason. Often people have to have a reason for compassion. And, you know, I do it where I think, oh, they don't, they're just entrained into the craziness of our society for tens of thousands of years. Whereas really, if you're in universal love, you just love them anyway. Let's do it by accessing love from a relationship. You might have to peel away the person, right? But tune in to a time when you are completely in love. No stories, just go straight to that feeling and energy of being completely in love. Feel it completely. This love, the essence of it, is the same as universal love. Now, if it had a sound, find a sound that matches this universal love from your relationship and make it out loud. The beauty of this is we just proved that you can access love without a person, right? Completely. The core essence of universal love. The great thing about universal love is it gets rid of all neediness in relationships. You no longer need anybody's love when you've got way more love that's infinite and will never go away. So it's so important to learn how to run it. It's also sacred places can do it. Like I said, Egypt, you know, when we were toning the resonant frequency of the chamber, it took about 45 minutes. The ceiling opened up and poured into my heart. It was like spiraling in, and I held my hand out to protect it as it came into my heart. And my friend there, she said, don't talk to anybody, and let's see how long we can hold it. And we were able to hold it for about a day and a half. And it happened three times when in different chambers there. So often sacred places can do it. People often say when they're in nature, it just opens up, especially with beautiful views. It can even be a trauma. It could be an accident that actually opens up. There's so many stories I've seen on video where they said, oh yeah, this unconditional, incredible love. I was just filled with love in the middle of this accident. Right? Sometimes it's accompanied by angels or apparitions. Sometimes it happens for no reason at all. It's just bing, bing, right? The way I see it is there's two ways it seems to come in for me. One is years ago, this psychic said universal love comes in through the thymus down into the heart. And I started visualizing love coming in through my thymus down into the heart. It only took about 5 years until finally I started getting little bits of love. And then after a while, I was able to just run it. I was just able to run that energy like this. And then, when you add sound, it makes it even easier. You coming into my thymus. You try that. You visualize it coming into your thymus. The trick is, fake it till you make it. Visualize it over and over and over until you actually get it. That's what I did, and hopefully it won't take so long. And then you can run love. The whole deal is to learn how to run energies just by thinking it. Or as something my friend said, say it and it happens. Think it and it happens. Bring in universal love now and it happens, right? The second way that it happens commonly, I think this is probably even more common for a lot of people, it's like this energy from source comes in the crown from above and comes in and opens up the pituitary and especially the pineal gland. I think universal love is actually the pineal gland often just vibrating to source. So the pineal, and I get chills in my whole head. Pineal gland's right in the middle, and it is our connection to source. And so it comes in, I get chills there, but it goes all the way down my spine, sometimes all the way out my feet, sometimes out my heart. So it's like this energy from source that is just so beautiful. Tom Kenyon and the Hathors, they say to imagine this love in your heart and then imagine it getting bigger and bigger and expanding more and more. That's really cool. So I want to play an actual recording of my song, Unconditional Love. That's the one where I held the energy or meditated on the energy of universal love and then played to the tempo of my breath. So I was able to stay in that universal love the entire song. It's also a video, though, and it shows a lot of different beings doing universal love. I mean, the first universal love we commonly have is for babies, right? No matter what. It's like, if they poop on you, who cares? We'll love them anyway, right? There's also universal love for animals. And then there's beings that are resonating universal love all the time. Christ energy, that's the whole deal. Christ energy is the universal love. Or the Dalai Lama, right? He's resonating compassion, which is the essence of love. There's all these different beings. So I got different beings in the video. And then I got different graphics for resonating universal love as well. But again, this is my song, Unconditional Love. So set your intention to open your heart to universal love now while watching and listening. Thank you. we're now looking at measuring with EEG the map of the frequencies of the different lobes when people are running universal love, for the people that can do it. And then we can take that map, which is a relationship of different rhythms, and apply it to you with electrodes. So if you've never accessed universal love, we can simply do that. We can simply get you in that state by resonating that brainwave compilation to get you into universal love. One of my favorite songs for universal love is by Sanatan Kaur, and it's about universal love. It's called The Heart of the Universe. And the lyrics are a little hard to hear, so let me explain. There is a place in and around us where angels sing on rays of light, and love pours forth from the heart of the universe. And then the string section takes off, and that is the love, right? So again, set your intention to access this universal love that she's talking about, and running that love in this song, The Heart of the Universe.
Exists with us and around us. Where angels sing on rays of light, on rays of light. Where angels sing on space that exists with us and around us. Where angels see on rays of light, on rays of light, and love pours forth.
Here's a recording of 30 people toning the energy of universal love. Tone along. Bring that love into your heart and tone along. commonly, people sit with people that can run universal love in satsang to be able to absorb it and feel it and take it in. There's so many beings, so many people that are really good at running that universal love. May all of us be able to run universal love all the time, sooner than later. Hold that energy for at least the rest of the day and evening, for the week ahead, for the whole holiday season, and lifetimes. Thanks for listening.